I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
Boy, is it ever.
We're talking about environmental collapse in movies. And I got to tell you, it feels like the environment has collapsed in this room because I'm freezing.
I know. But you can't be as creatively stimulated if it's warm. Now, I'm inspired by Kara Buckley's article from the New York Times last week. And she talks about climate doom.
Climate doom as a plot device?
It's not necessarily it, but it turns out to be much more featured than I thought after reading her article. And she's picking on superhero films and sci-fis.
Okay.
Using these as background and or plot device for doom.
Okay.
One of the comments she makes, and it's the other side of this argument, she says, critics say villains and dystopias obscure crisis alleviating actions. What about things getting better?
Right. Well, here's my first question is how often does climate doom play a specific role in these movies? And how often is it just, are we looking at a vague post-apocalyptic scenario?
All right, let's look at it.
All right.
Avengers, the most recent Avengers.
Yeah, Endgame.
Thanos doing his Malthusian, I don't know how you'd call it, bit.
Yeah.
There is an environmental collapse, and doesn't he wipe out half the human race?
Yeah, he just basically makes this point that, the resources in the universe are depleted, which actually echoes back to The Matrix, the original Matrix, which is what Agent Smith tells Morpheus. He says that, you humans are disgusting. You go into one place and you're just like cockroaches, you just deplete the resources.
Great. Very good
and
example. That,
and you needed to be stopped.
Aquaman, the king.
Yeah.
Decides that he needs to make a war on humans because they're polluting.
That should be the plot of the next Aquaman is he tries to get rid of all the plastic in the oceans.
That's pollution.
Okay.
He's down underneath there. He sees what's going on up there. He says, all right, let's do away with these.
What about Mad Max Fury Road?
A kind of agrarian dystopia? I mean, isn't that a whole bunch of drought?
That one seems post-apocalyptic and not necessarily... environment.
What is the apocalypse?
Right. Linked to this, right? Excellent. Apocalypse as environmental collapse. That maybe is where we're headed. We always thought it was going to be nuclear weapons, but...
Right, exactly. Yes, yeah. Now, a favorite of yours and mine, Snowpiercer.
Very good movie.
There's a failed climate change experiment. All humanity, except for the lucky riders on this train, is gone.
Right. The remnants of humanity are just going around and around the globe on this train, right?
Yes.
Just go to YouTube and you search Snowpiercer Willy Wonka. A handful of videos out there that will walk you through this theory that Snowpiercer is actually a sequel to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, this is such a rich film. There's also a strong commentary on the class system.
Yeah.
The new world on the train, but it still devolves into the haves and the have-nots.
Right. Yeah, and they're eating people.
I know it. Interstellar. There's been a famine, the second Dust Bowl.
Okay.
So they have to find a new world. We do have some films that are the other side. In a stark way, in First Reformed, Ethan Hawke is going to blow up this guy who has been responsible for some bad stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
God, guys.
He starts to take on a little eco-terrorist.
Right. But the best one. And not the best film.
Yeah.
But the best one for how are we going to deal with it is Matt Damon and Downsizing.
Oh.
We're going to wreck everything. Let's just downsize.
Right. That movie's terrible, by the way.
It is.
I highly suggest skipping it.
All right. So you were going to close off.
Yeah. I was just going to say, you can go down a rabbit hole with this. So like get the environmental things that happen to you get the giant creatures that they've been... transmogrified by some kind of environmental spill or something. You know what I mean?
Right, yes. Yeah,
you can just keep shooting down these little avenues of craziness.
Well, I guess it goes back to your original question about whether these are the causes of the apocalypse or are they just background? And I think we found both, didn't we?
I think that's a really interesting thing to start thinking about. I've always conceived of post-apocalyptic films as being the world as it is after a nuclear war.
After nuclear, right.
But we don't have to necessarily define the apocalypse as nuclear war. Now it seems like, and you can start to see it in all the imaginings of these films, that maybe the apocalypse is our own environmental undoing.
You bet.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at WCBE.org.